Episode 2991, Overcome Any Obstacle.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Are you making time for God? Because He is always making time for you. It's time to settle down and overcome any obstacle. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. As you navigate through the ups and downs of life, it's easy to become consumed with fear and worry. But when you rely on God's strength and courage, you can overcome any obstacle that comes your way. In Joshua 1:9, God tells Joshua, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." This same promise holds true for you today. When we feel overwhelmed or unsure, it's important to remember that we are never alone. God is always with us, providing us with the comfort, guidance, and strength we need to persevere. By trusting in His love and faithfulness, we can find the courage to face our fears and move forward with confidence. You can overcome any obstacle, but how do you cultivate a deeper relationship with God and experience His unwavering presence in your life? Because that's the only way you're going to overcome the obstacles. We've got to pray. Prayer is one of the most important ways that you can do in spending time with God. And when you spend time in conversation with God, you open your heart and mind to His wisdom and guidance. You can share your fears and doubts with Him and ask Him to fill you with His peace and strength. When was the last time that you prayed? And not just because it was a 911 situation, because you really needed His presence. Was it more about, I just got to get my stuff done, and I'm just going to do it today, and I'm just going to forge ahead by myself? Or did you really settle down and say, you know what, Lord, I need your guidance here. Can you show me? Can you open and close a door? Can you give me the confidence, the strength, the courage to move through? You can overcome any obstacle, but you need to be in prayer so you can hear what God has to say. So I would challenge you there today. Are you praying? And if so, are you praying enough? Yes, God always wants us talking to Him. But the question is, are we? Are you? Another way to deepen our relationship with God is through the study of His Word. Yes, that means meditating and reading the Bible. And when you do this, you can gain a deeper understanding of God's character, His promises, and His plan for your life. You get to learn from the stories of the heroes of faith who faced incredible challenges and overcame them with God's help. You see, it's the book of hope. It's the living word. It's God's word. And it's allowing you to have a peek into how He sees you. That's called presence, my friend. And there's nothing greater than God's presence. And finally, to overcome any obstacle, well, you got to trust. You can cultivate a deeper sense of God's presence in your life by trusting in His promises. As you read and study His Word, you can be reminded of the many times God has shown His faithfulness and love to His people. You can hold on to these promises knowing that God is with us. He's with you, even in the darkest moments of our lives. As we face the challenges and uncertainties of life, we can take comfort in knowing that God is always with us. God is always with you. When you spend time in prayer, studying His Word, and trusting in His promises, you can deepen your relationship with Him and experience His unwavering presence in your life. That's a beautiful thing. But the problem is, it is a gift, but it is always unwrapped by us. Think about that statement there for a minute. It is a gift that is always unwrapped. You cannot experience God until you unwrap His gift. Have you done it today? And are you willing to do more of it? And the more isn't about quantity as much as quality. But you can't get to know Him if you're not showing up on His doorstep. He's already waiting for you to open up the door. Are you ready to say hello? Here I am. Send me. My prayer for you, may you be strong and courageous, knowing that God goes with you always. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.